Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. And we happen to be broadcasting today from good old Tennessee, where my daughter, Missy, lives, and we're visiting Missy's town right now, which is what's the name of that town again?
Louisville,
Tennessee. Anyhow, folks, it's a beautiful sunny day here, and I hope it's sunny wherever you are. And that even if you have problems, you can still make it sunny. And listen to this. First of all, I'm older than all of you. And I'm also, what happened to you? So the thing is, I'm older than you, but I'm also healthier than you. When I say you, I mean everybody, because no one's as old as I am. Understand? Yeah, as you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at high noon, Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time, and the main issue of the show, we've been broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the most important thing is life. So if you really want to get more out of life, you need to listen to a couple of things that I can tell you about. Number one, don't smoke cigarettes, okay? Number two, you also want to make sure that you take the proper supplements, and my dad was a pharmacist, and he taught me at an early, tender age what kind of supplements to take and how to really be healthy and all of that. So I attribute my long life and my healthy life to my dad. And by the way, folks, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And all of that, I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. And all of that, and I went into the Air Force right at the beginning, I think, of the Korean War, because my brother, my big 5 years older than me, told me I should join the Air National Guard because otherwise I was going to be drafted. So I joined the Air National Guard, and 6 months after that, we were put on active duty. We didn't know that, but that's okay. It was a great experience, and I'm glad that I was able to say that I was part of the armed forces in those days. And the thing is this, that I want to tell you the most important thing is, because for a couple of minutes, you know, we broadcast for 30 minutes only today. It's going to be an abbreviated show only because I'm visiting my daughter, as I said before, and I want to spend as much time with my beautiful, darling daughter, Melissa Lee. Melissa Lee? Melissa Lee what? Anyhow, the thing is this, that if you really want to be healthy, folks, it starts off with the human body is 85% water. Did you know that? Okay, Missy knows that from all time. She always hears me talking about it. So the human body is 85% water. And the cells of the body and the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. And water worldwide is contaminated. And why is it contaminated? Because of all these chemicals that are dumped into the oceans and even the raindrops are contaminated because the world is contaminated. Contaminated with what? With all kinds of chemicals and exhaust from automobiles, trucks, buses, planes, and all of that exhaust adds up to millions and millions and millions of people developing all kinds of cancers. There's many different types of cancer. And when I was a little kid growing up, and I used to sometimes hear my mom talking on the phone to relatives or friends or whatever, and she said, oh, did you hear that, Lewis? He's only 7 years old, and he got a cancer tumor in his leg, so forth and so on. But those things are so far and wide between. Now almost everybody they talk to has cancer in the family and in their families usually, and also they have cancer themselves. So the thing is, I've gone through my life so far pretty healthy. And as I said before, because I was fortunate to have my dad as pharmacist, and also my dad had 3 brothers. And, did he have 4 brothers? Can't remember if it was 3 or 4. Maybe the 4th was a midget or something. Anyhow, the thing is that nothing against midget folks, you know. Everybody is entitled to have a good, healthy life. So the thing is, when you're talking about prescription medication, and as I said before, I know that I'm older than anybody listening to the show. That means I'm older than all of you. How do I know that? Because I know that most people that are my age aren't even walking around anymore. Or if they're around, they may be sitting in a wheelchair somewhere, and I can still play tennis all 24/7. How do you like that? I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the game. And also, I don't take any prescription medication, even though I'm a pharmacist still. And the thing is this, that I don't practice that pharmacy. I've practiced medicine for 23 years in Miami Beach, called anti-aging medicine, folks. And I had a radio program for years and years. And the reason why I do the blog radio, you know, the blog radio, because people that are really interested in new things and what's happening and how to be healthy, they listen to blogs. This radio station, you know, goes worldwide. You know that, Morris, right? It's a worldwide, so people can go on the net and look for health issues. That's okay. That's no problem. So, meantime, the thing is that when we're talking about prescription medication, I don't take any, and I don't have to, because I don't have any needs for prescriptions, and I don't have any illnesses. Now, let's talk a little bit about metabolism. When metabolism, what does it mean? It means the workings of the human body and the health and the organs. And way back in 1994, the FDA notified, the AAMA notified the FDA about the fact that prescription medication has to be in line with a person's metabolism. There's four types of metabolism. And what does metabolism mean? It means the functioning of the body. The cells, the organs, the interactions, and blood circulation, all of that is the workings of the body, metabolism. So the thing is this, that if somebody's taking a prescription medication, it has to balance their metabolism. And now finally the powers to be woke up. What year is this? 2021? How come I knew about this in 1990 or 1981? I went into medical practice, I think, in 1981. Anyhow, the thing is that the metabolism of the body is the workings of the system. There's four types of metabolism. The metabolism has to be able to match the prescription that the person is taking. You all follow that? Metabolism has to match the workings of the body, the prescriptions, rather, whatever you're taking. And by the way, let me just tell you a couple of things about the history and medicine itself, just so you'll know the importance of this show. In 1922, whoever was diabetic, whoever had diabetes, was actually put into some type of a ward in a hospital, left on a gurney, basically left to die because they were going to die. There was no way out. But in 1922, a pharmaceutical firm named Eli Lilly, which, by the way, is recent news also, still years later, 2021, because Lilly is also producing the antibodies for the cancer and also for diabetes. Like, we're diabetic up to the year 1922. We're put into this ward, like I said before, and that was the end of their lives, basically. And then Lilly Company developed a synthetic insulin. You know, people with diabetes, they need insulin. Insulin is produced in the glands in the body. And the thing is that we have a lot of activity on today's show today, folks. Somebody just came in here with one of their dogs. Hi, how you doing? The dog responds. This is Gracie. Gracie's a beautiful, beautiful collie doggy. So anyhow, folks, as I said, it's an abbreviated show today, but I want, beside 1922 and insulin, in 1946, Joseph Lister he went on vacation, came back, and found there was a bunch of dishes in the sink, and they had greenish mold on them. To make a long story short, it turned out that the greenish mold contained penicillin. So penicillin, once it was put into proper forms, be able to inject it or apply it to the skin, penicillin was saving lives and still does. So if somebody is wounded in battle or somewhere and they inject penicillin or put it on the wound, whatever. So there's wonderful things that happened in my lifetime, insulin and so forth and penicillin and many, many other things. But the most important thing of all is water. I was in a three-day medical convention maybe 35 years ago in Tokyo. And the reason why it was a three-day convention only over a weekend. And when I was in the Air Force, I actually saw, still years later, there was also destruction in Japan that I actually was able to see. We went on different flights when I was in the Air National Guard and before I went into the Air Force, actually. And the thing is, that's the tell. And this gentleman came up to me and he said to me, "Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yes." And I was in a hotel in Tokyo. And the people, and he says, I said, "Yeah, but how do you know it was me?" And he held up this Japanese newspaper, and my picture was on the front of it. And everything else was in Japan, in Japanese. And there's my picture. So I said, "What is that? What does it say?" It says that you have a cancer center in Miami, Florida, and people are going from Japan to that center and so forth and so on and being treated. And they're getting over their cancer. So that gentleman's name happened to be Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a gastroenterologist that actually developed I'm trying to think of what he developed. Let's get back to that in a minute when I can think of it. Let's see. So Shinya talked me into going over to the other side of Japan, to Osaka, where it's a factory that produces a little machine, a little bit bigger than a toaster. It sits on the kitchen counter, and it actually hooks into the water, and it actually can take water, plain water from anywhere, and be able to convert it into pure water. When the earth came about, when the earth was formed, water was pure. Today, the water that everybody drinks and whatever it is contaminated because of most types of contamination, emissions from fuels, from automobiles, and that's why there's so much cancer and so forth and so on, because it comes from the emissions from fuel burning worldwide, ships and planes and buses and so forth and so on. So, at any rate, the thing is, if you drink pure water, like it's called Canyon water, K-A-N-G-E-N, and that water, by the way, I'm going to definitely be getting you this year, getting you a Canyon water machine. And I'm going to show it to you. I'm talking to my daughter now, my daughter Missy. So the thing is that moving right along, let me tell you that today is, I happen to be visiting my daughter Melissa, who lives in Tennessee. And she's in the audience today, which we only have a few people here. And Missy, with some of her friends, including Gracie. Hey, Grace. Hi, Gracie. How you doing? Glad to have you here. Okay, folks, so listen. The thing is this, that if you can go through life and be healthy as I am, you are 100% ahead of everybody else. So the thing is, like, if I'm in a restaurant and the waiter starts bringing over glasses of water, I tell him, "Thanks, any help, please. Don't bring any of that to me. I don't drink any plain water like that." And if somebody comes to visit me at my house and they're walking with a bottle of Pepsi or Coca-Cola or something, I tell them, "Please leave that in your car. Don't bring that in here. I don't even want it any weird." You know why? Melissa, you know why? Because dark-colored sodas actually bring about to the organs in the body because of the... In order to make it dark color, they add an ingredient that actually can cause different types of illnesses. And let's have that come back into my mind in a minute. When you drink the dark-colored sodas, it's phosphoric acid. See, I don't use a script when I do these shows because of the fact that I just have it all in my memory. So phosphoric acid is added to the soda manufacturers like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, and all those dark colored sodas. The manufacturers add phosphoric acid to give it that dark color. Meantime, phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. People can, they break their legs and arms and so forth because their bones are weak. Leave them alone. Don't say anything. Just don't let anybody open the door. Okay? We're in the studio, folks. And the thing is that there's other activities going on that can be sometimes distracting from the show. So just remember, the thing is that if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water, Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. What was Kangen water? Well, way back in the early 70s, about 1971, a Japanese gentleman was actually experimenting with types of water and things of that sort and developed the actual alkaline. It's alkaline high with a high ionization, ions. So, and that type of water prevents destruction in the cells of the body. So, and that's the only water that I drink, and I don't drink dark-colored sodas because of what I said before. And just remember now, folks, as I said, we're doing an abbreviated show. So tune in next Friday, 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And remember, this is Blog Radio, B-L-O-G. It's worldwide because it's on the net. We have people in South Africa. Felix, good friend, many years, had heard our show in South Africa. I'm trying to remember the city that he was in. And also people living all over different parts of the world. What are they doing listening to this type of show? Because they what it's called, surf the net. So they go through the net looking for different, if they have illnesses and things that bother them that they can't get relief for, they go on the net. And they listen to me, not all of them, but the ones that know about it. Let me just leave you with this word about cancer. You know, Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute in Manhattan, New York City, and millions of people go for treatment to Sloan Kettering every year. And guess what? What happens when the treatment they get? They die anyhow. Of the cancer getting worse and worse and worse because whatever they do, it doesn't control the cancer cells. Now, I'm not saying that it's anything derogatory or bad about it or whatever, but I know that when I have people that have cancer, I tell them the first thing is you need to drink pure, high alkaline water. You need to stay away from sugar because everything that's sold is loaded down with sugar to make it taste better so people buy more, spend more money. I want to make more money too, but I don't want to do it at someone else's expense. Do you follow that? So that's why I take the time to do these shows and do presentations and things of that sort. And that's basically the fact is that in the year about 1903, when my great daddy was born, 1903, your great grandfather, not great grandfather, but your grandfather, Missy, right, was born in 1903, super, super smart man. And the thing is this, that in the same year, the first automobile internal combustion engine was created. So somebody was tinkering around with tools, like riding around on his horse or anymore, getting tired of that. And he developed an internal combustion engine, which is the automobile engine. Someone else came along and threw some wheels on it. And before you know it, we had the first automobile. Now the world has billions and billions and billions of automobiles, and they're all emitting cancer-causing exhaust into the ionosphere and the stratosphere and the atmosphere. And it's spoiling the whole living. Not just the human being, but lives, dogs, cats, all kinds of mammals, all kinds of animals and mammals invade the circulatory system and so forth and so on. So you have to avoid sugar as much as you can. Get products that have very, very low, if any, sugar content, which I do. And I also drink Kangen water, and I'm still as healthy as I am, and I don't take any prescription medication. And all of that. So, folks, just remember, every Friday at noontime, we broadcast. So you tune in to 213. Just dial. You know the number, miss? You call in? Okay, so the number to call in for the show is 347-3535-35. pretty good. I remember that. I couldn't find it. I remember. So once again, folks, every Friday, if you really want to be healthy and find out how to be healthy, the first thing, by the way, I just had to mention that electric automobiles have finally come about. I really like gas. I don't like electric cars. However, that doesn't matter whether I like it or not. It's because once more and more of the internal combustion engine has stopped being used, and this electricity to power automobiles and planes, all things of that sort, then we're going to have a healthier world. It's going to be much more crowded because of the fact that people are going to be living much longer and healthier. So with all that being said, tune in next Friday, folks, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time, and God bless you all.